Everybody, a question is being asked here, and the truth is that that's exactly what I want to talk about today. Not exactly that's the point, but it's the same thing. You'll see, you understand in a minute. Last parsha, we had a whole list of curses. And really, if you read all those curses, it's quite depressing.
Yes.
And quite frightening. Especially now when we're standing before Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. And we're supposed to do tshuva. When you read all those things, you think, there's, you know what? I'm finished. It's nothing to do. So the parsha says, Atem nitzavim ayom kulchem. You all standing here in front of God. Asked Rashi, why did this parsha come right after all those curses? And then there's another interesting point that we'll learn in a minute. So Rashi explains, after listening to all the curses, Am Yisrael got frightened. They almost collapsed. So really, if you read it, it's frightening. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, you're not exactly 100% pure. You had quite a few sins. And did all those curses occur to you? Did they happen? No, you're standing here in front of God today. This is right before Rosh Hashanah. We woke up in the morning, we says, Modeh ani lefanecha melecha v'kayam shesarta k'nishmat. We thank God that we woke up and our neshama is back. Which means?
That we're here.
That we're here. And God gave us another chance. And that's something we have to remember.
So there is one day.
It's every day. But especially now before Rosh Hashanah. So now, if this is the case, so all those curses mean nothing. You understand what I'm saying? If Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Amisa and says that you did this and that and that, and all those curses didn't happen. So, everything is okay. Let's go and sin. And nothing's going to happen to us. That's the way it looks. Which is
wrong.
How can it be? Says the Rahayim HaKadosh, an unbelievable thing. If we look at the end of the last parsha, it's written very clearly. Ushmartem et divrei habrit azot. You will keep this covenant I made with you. You will keep it. Okay? Then in our parsha, in Pasuk Yud Aleph 11, our parsha, Nitzavim, Le'ovrecha bevrit Hashem Elokecha. What covenant are we talking here? Says Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it cannot be the same one as in the last parsha. Because if it was the same one, and this is going on, so you don't have to say, again, covenant. What covenant are you talking about now? Says Or HaChaim HaKadosh, which is connected to the question you asked and what we asked now. The parsha last week is talking about each one as an individual standing in front of God alone. Then, if you sin, all those curses are going to happen. In our parsha, this covenant is talking about Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh, that we all one. And in other words, if we standing Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, if we stand in front of God together, united, nothing's going to happen to us.
United.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly the
point. No, I know
that's the difference. That's exactly the difference between what happened last week and what's happening this week. In other words, the Torah is telling us very clearly, you want Rosh Hashanah to go in a good way, what should you do? Be a part of Am Yisrael. Be a part of the congregation. How you become a part of the congregation?
Going to shul.
Going to shul is the first thing, but then you have to do a few things. Going to shul, you can still pray alone, you know. You can go to shul, daven by yourself, care only about yourself. And again, you did nothing. Because the idea is, you have to do something for the public, for Am Yisrael, that they need you. What can you do? Tzedakah? Gmilut chasadim? There's so much to do. Helping people? And not only in money. Encourage them. You see that they have a problem, try and help them. Be a part of the community. An active part. Yes? That's what the Torah is telling us. So we're standing a few days before Rosh Hashanah. And if we are starting to think, you know, I wrote the Devar Torah of this Shabbos. I don't know if we talked about it last week. He says, "Modern, if I'm asking, do you remember what I said?
Yeah.
This is exactly the same thing. This is the same thing. God believes in us. That's why we're standing here in front of Him. And if God believes in us, we have to believe in ourselves and to do something about it. When my son was in,
to ourselves and to Hashem.
Of course, but to see, if you know that God trusts you, believes in you, and that's the reason He gave you the neshama back today." So it means that you can do it or you can't do it. You can.
But what God helps those who help themselves. Where does that? What does it mean?
Right here. You have to help yourself. You cannot wait for God to help you if you don't do anything. You have to do. You have to do something. That's exactly the point. God helps to those who help themselves. But how do I start it? If I'm depressed and I think that everything is lost, I'm in a bad situation.
No.
God gave you the neshama back this morning. It means that God thinks that you can do the change. You have the power. God gave it to you. And this by itself should be a great encouragement. When my son was in primary school, here in Ariel, one of the teachers, he had a difficult time. One of the teachers came to him one day and told him, believe in yourself that you can do whatever you want to do. Believe it. And from this day on, everything changed for him. Because if you don't believe in yourself, you've got nothing. As always says, a wise guy once says, if believing wasn't existent, you should have invented it. Emunah is something that everybody needs in life. But as we say, you come to Rosh Hashanah, and you read those curses in last parsha. And okay, they tell you be a part of, but still, you know, wow, it's so heavy. If we take it seriously, and we should take it seriously, this is not just a joke. In Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be decided what's going to happen to us the whole year. And it's a whole balagan. And this reminds me when we moved our warehouse a few months ago. And we had a flood and things, and we brought all the things in, and there was a whole balagan. We didn't know what we've got and what we haven't got. And you know, all that came in, it took hours to find, if we find it at all. And we realized that we cannot work like this. So what did we do? We stopped everything and started organizing the balagan. It was very difficult in the beginning. So we put the parts of the chairs here, the open boxes here, this here, and then we started to put things together, and suddenly we find out that it wasn't so terrible, the situation. And we even found things that we thought that we already lost in the flood or whatever. And this is the same thing with Yetzer Hara. He makes our head a whole mess, a whole balagan, and we don't know what to do. So what should we do first? Calm down. Organize the balagan. What is this all about? And you know, one of the basic things is, did we do a few mitzvahs this year? Did we?
Of course.
So the Gemara says, "Afilu poshei Israel meleim mitzvot kerimon." Even the Rashaim of Am Israel are full with mitzvahs.
How?
They do mitzvahs. Everybody in Am Yisrael does mitzvahs. Think about it. I'm saying Rosh Hashanah says village. They call it for the... That's what the Gemara says. And you think about it, you will see. You can have somebody, he's doing wrong here and wrong there. But then you found out that this guy is keeping his mother, or he's giving charity there, charity. I'm not going to go in this if it's to calm his conscience or whatever. That's not the case. The idea is very simple. If this is the case with the Rosh Hashanah, so of course we, simple people, okay, we have sins, but we also have mitzvahs. And our problem is that when Yetzer Hara comes, he talks about us, the mitzvahs we did?
No.
Only on the sins. So when you organize things, think about the mitzvahs you did. Suddenly you find out, I'm not in such terrible situation. Don't forget for a minute, it's our Father in heaven. He loves us. And he wants us to come back. Rotze b'tshuva. He wants us to repent. He, God, is our Father. So, okay, we sin. So God is giving us the chance. Why is he giving us the chance? Because what? Because he wants to destroy us? Or because he wants to give us all the goodness, good of the world? Well, what do you think? That's emenotecha. That's the belief. That's atem nitzavim ayot. We are standing in front of God, even though we did some things that are not exactly right. Okay, let's try and fix them. And I always remember, when I talk about it, I remember a few years ago, somebody invited me to talk in a simcha before a Brit. They have this Brit Yitzchak, whatever they call it. And it was right before Rosh Hashanah, and we were talking about doing tshuva, that God wants us to do tshuva. And we're talking, and this lady gets up, the mother of the baby, and says, I'm giving up. She says, what do you mean you're giving up? So I'm not going to do anything about it. I cannot do anything. She says, what do you mean? Take on yourself a few good things. And she says, no, but it's a joke. Every year I do this, and after a few weeks, a month, I stop with it. So what's the... It's a game. What, I'm playing a game with God? I'm promising to do this and do that, and then eventually I do it for a few days, a few weeks, and I stop. So I told her, I want to tell you something. I think the Pinkus Zatzal says it. It's like a house that is dirty, very dirty. It wasn't clean the whole year. So you know, the dirt is everywhere. So people come to this guy and tell him, clean your house. He says, impossible, look at this. How can I clean this house? So what do people tell him? You know, at least clear the entrance that you can go in. Because if you don't clear the entrance, you will have to stay out in the rain, in the sun, which is no good. The same thing is with us. Okay, the house is dirty. We did a lot of sins. What can I do? Impossible. I cannot clean the house. I cannot clean all those sins. So what does God tell you? At least clean the entrance. Clean Rosh Hashanah so you can go into the year. Otherwise you wouldn't even go into the year. We'll stay out. What does it help? First of all, at least you're in.
Yeah.
Secondly, you know, when you clean, you see, Baruch Hashem. So you clean another room. That's the way it works. Mitzvah, goreret mitzvah. In other words, when I'm standing in front of the year, now going in the entrance of the year, Rosh Hashanah, and Yetzer Hara comes to me and says, you're finished. You're a sinner. Leave it. You cannot clean what you did. So what is God telling you, God? Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah. You clean what you can. Start cleaning. At least you will go into the year. Then we'll see. So this lady tells me, okay, you're right. Okay, but what's the idea of I'm starting and then I'm stopping after a few days? I said, I'm going to ask you something. You clean your house once a year? Or you clean it every week? What is God telling you? You have to clean all the time. So now, you, first of all, clean for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but then next week it's going to be dirty again? Who cares? Now you cleaned it? Now you're going in? We'll see what's going to happen next week. Because this is also Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is trying to convince us that we don't. And you know, if you think about it from this point of view, you think he's right. He says, well, what did I do last year? I promised God I'm going to do this and that and that. And what happened then? After a few weeks, first of all, I didn't do everything I promised. And then what I did, I stopped after a few months. So, what, I'm going to do this again? It's like I know what's going to happen. God knows who we are. God only wants to see that we try. Try and do the right thing. God knows what's going through our mind. He knows everything. But if somebody just doesn't care, or let's say Yetzer Hara convinced him that it's finished, that's exactly what God doesn't want us to do. He wants us to start something. It says, I want you to open me a needle hole. That's all. And if you open this, I will open you the whole world. You know, the Rav Pinku says, imagine to yourself a big hole. There is a party in there, okay? And there are big doors to go in. But you cannot open them. And there is this small door that you try to open and you opened it. Are you going to go in or not?
If you open it up, you go in.
So who cares if it's a big door or a small door? You're in.
That's
what Arpinko says. Don't take on yourself big things. A small thing. But do it. Then you're in. As we said, clean the entrance. Start something. So you're in. Then there's Atashe.
Can I say she's coming?
It's... We have to understand that the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Chodesh Elul and the 10 days and then Sukkot, the whole idea is that God knows that En tzadik ba'aretz she'aseh tov v'lo yechta. Even the most righteous people do mistakes. And God wants us to clean. He says, you know what? I'm going to give you once a year this time, that at that time you can clean yourself. And we have those options all the time because God knows exactly what we are. But that's our job here. No, the fight is not easy. Yetzer Hara is very strong. And what's happening around us all the time, it's not easy. And God knows it. Ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra min ha'orav. He knows everything. So what is all this? A game? It's not a game. It's a fight that we have to fight. Each one of us with his own tools, with his own power. And what God is telling us, start. What did we say last week? Ki tetze lemilchama al oyvecha. Go out on this battle. If you don't go out, nothing's going to happen.
If you don't start.
Don't start. It's the same thing that they say, God will bless you in whatever you do. Shach bracha bechol ma'aseh yadecha. What does it mean? Whatever you do. If you don't do, no blessing is going to come. Blessing comes only if you do something. If you don't do anything, no blessing is going to happen. By the way, we talked about in the past a few times, the Zohar HaKadosh says that you have to leave on the table a piece of bread. You have to leave something on the table. Why? Because when you bless, you want to bless to happen. But you need to have something to start. What did the prophet say to this lady, the Shunami? Have you got any, what have you got at home? I've got a small thing of oil. Okay, bring me all the pots and then whatever you've got in the house. Well, what is this again? If he wants to do my miracle, okay, oil, come. He says, no, you have to build it on something that exists.
The clean.
Yes. You need to start from a point. Even if it is a small thing, you start. The minute you've got something, there is something to that can happen. So, as we say, we are standing in front of God. Standing in front of God. Before Rosh Hashanah. Nitzavim, yes. And God is telling us, "Veshavta ad Hashem Elokecha veshamata bekolo." Return to God, listen to His voice. Whatever I order you to do, you and your children, and your children of children. And then He says, כי המצווה הזאת אשר אנוכי מצווך היום in פסוק יוד א' in the next פרק on this פרק I think in the next פרק פרק למד this whole parasha is talking about the Torah, tshuva, blessing, curses because we are standing in front of Yom Hadin, judgment day. כי המצווה הזאת, got it? שאנוכי מצווך היום, and again, today, לא נפלאתי ממך, what did we say? If we talk about תשובה, there are a few opinions, what mitzvah are we talking about here? One of the opinions is תשובה, and we are standing in front of Rosh Hashanah, we're going to talk about תשובה. It says, this mitzvah of תשובה, that I'm telling you, לא נפלאתי ממך ולא רחוקי. It's not something wondrous, it's not far away from you. What is the Torah trying to tell us? What you just now said. Some people think, oh, it's up there. I cannot reach it. I'm so low. I'm so down. I'm such a terrible guy. I'm a sinner. There is no chance. What is the Torah telling you?
It's next.
Don't think that it's next to you. How do you do it? Bepicha ubilvavcha. Listen what's written here.
With your mouth.
בפיך ובלבבך. Your mouth and your heart. What does it mean?
If you want to do it, yeah.
You need both. בפיך, it's very easy, but it's not, don't just talk about it.
You got to do.
Got to do and connect it to where? To your heart. בפיך ובלבבך. That's the way to do it. So when we stand in front of God and pray and ask whatever we want to ask on Rosh Hashanah, we should remember this. Beficha, when we daven with our mouth, connect the prayers to our heart. That's what he's saying. Beficha bilbavcha. What did you say?
But that's we're not politicians, so we can do it.
Baruch Hashem, we're not politicians.
Beficha.
Picha, mouth, picha, your mouth, ulivacha, and your heart. So remember this. We want to stand there and do the right thing. So as we said, first of all, no reason to be frightened. No reason at all. Doesn't matter what we did. This is the happiest time of the year. You have to think about the understanding. Your Father in heaven is giving you a chance, as He gives you every day. Waking you up in the morning. And you have to thank God about it. And then he gives you this unbelievable day, days, that you can change everything.
2 days.
It's 2 days, then you have the 10 days of tshuva, you have the Yom Kippur, and all this procedure is our Father helping us to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. An interesting point about Rosh Hashanah is, in every Rosh Hashanah we're going to say for 1 hour slichos. Every morning now we say 20 minutes, whatever it is. Do we say slichos on Rosh Hashanah itself?
No.
Why? It's one of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. You're talking about Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and the first 2 days are Rosh Hashanah.
Because it's a happy day, you don't have to say Tshuva.
Yom Kippur is a sad day?
No.
Also. But you do the whole day is about Tshuva. Why? Says the Rav Neventzal a very interesting idea. First of all, you have to understand, one of the interesting things is that the order is not exactly right. We talk about it every year. Because Judgment Day should be after Yom Kippur, and not Yom Kippur after the judgment day, because you're going to court. How do you want to come to court? When you're pure. What's the system here? You come with all the sins to Rosh Hashanah, and then on Yom Kippur you do tshuva. This is wrong. First of all, do tshuva, then clean yourself on Yom Kippur, and then now judge me. I'm pure. No? That would be the right order. But that's not the way it works. So what's going on here? What is Rosh Hashanah about?
Praising Hashem.
Crowning God.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah, is crowning God. See, Rav Renanza says there are two ways
to get into God's
do tshuva.
Good books.
There are two ways to get to tshuva. It's like when you want to destroy an old building. How do you do it?
Lay down everything.
Today, you take skyscrapers, you take them down in few minutes. Yes. You put dynamite underneath on the
base.
On the base. And then, frick, and you see the whole building coming down. That's Rosh Hashanah. Because, let's say, how do I take the ground out of the sins? Because if I'm crowning God on me, it means that I have to listen to God. That I decided that God is my king, and whatever my king tells me to do, I have to do. In other words, this is tshuva.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do change.
It's tshuva.
Yeah.
So in other words, I'm putting the dynamite underneath and blowing it, and all the sin collapse. But, so why do I need Yom Kippur? Because when you see after the building, there are still a few walls and things, then you come and you dig them out, and you hit them, and you... That's Yom Kippur. That's one point of view. The other point of view is the most important one. The Gemara says, they ask Chokhmah, they ask the Nevi'i, the Nevu'ah, they ask the Torah. A guy, you sinned. What is his sentence? So, the Chokhmah says, if he sinned, kill it. What's that? And that's the way. There is no other way. You sin, you have to pay for it. Comes God and says, do tshuva, and everything is forgotten. Is this reasonable? And who is the one who can do a thing like this? Only God. Only the King of all kings. So in other words, if I want Yom Kippur, I need first of all to crown the king. Because otherwise there is no Yom Kippur. There is no way to tshuva. because it doesn't exist. It's not reasonable, it's not logical. The Torah, the Emun, the Nevuah, all of them say it doesn't. You have to pay for what you do. You bring a sacrifice, you have to be killed. Only God says, do tshuva, and everything is forgotten. Unbelievable. But in order to have this privilege, we need to crown the king. Because only then the king can grant us this privilege. Otherwise it doesn't. If he's not our king, there's nothing. Nothing's going to happen. So we need Rosh Hashanah first, and then Yom Kippur. So now we understand that that's the right order. And this goes together with the Tkiot of Rosh Hashanah. What is this idea of the Tkiot? When you crown a king, you blow the trumpets or whatever.
Your explanation, why we need to hear at least 30 times, but the whole thing is 101. Yes, not 100, but 101 times that they blow.
There is all argument in the Gemara, first of all, what is exactly the Torah? We have Tkiah, Shvarim Torah. It's written Tariu. But Tariu, the Gemara doesn't know if Tariu is like, how do you say? Aneach, like to say,
Oy vey,
or to cry. Then I was, There's argument.
That was very good.
So what do you do? You do both. So you first of all you do it with the and then you do it and also do them both together. So that's why instead of having, let's say, 3 or 9, you have 3, 3, 3, another 3, 3, 3, another 3, 3, 3, and then you do it again and again, because the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah is the voice of the shofar. What is the voice of the shofar? First of all, the voice of the shofar is to waken us up and to connect us with God, because we are disconnected. So we blow the shofar in order to connect ourselves to God again. There is the right side, the left side, and the middle side. In Kabbalah, that's what they say. There are kavanot of the Kabbalah. So in other words, there is the tkiah, which is the right side, this is the tkiah, which is the left side, and this is the truah, which is the middle. And we have to connect the right with the left in order to have the middle. And then the connection is complete. That's in a few words. But like in simple words, when we blow the shofar, we move things. The voice of the shofar goes up. And all of us feel something when we hear the shofar. That's why it's hearing the shofar. It's not the shofar itself. It's hearing the voice of the shofar. Kol shofar. Now, we're dividing it to malchuyot, zichronot, and shofarot. Malchuyot, we understand, the king. We crown the king. What is zichronot?
Remember
what?
Ask where they convent with Hashem.
Yes, but what's the idea behind it? What's the difference between Malchuyot and Shofarot? And Zichronot? What's the difference? So just talking about Zichronot, for example. When Noah was in the ark, and God is written, Vayizkor Elokim et Noah. We say it in Rosh Hashanah. And God remembered Noah. What does he mean, remembered Noah? Well, he forgot him.
No,
he forgot that he put him there in the thing. No.
Oh, yeah.
And God remembered. Oh, 1 minute. I've got this guy there on the water. Oh. What do you mean? Oh, I remember. Well, what do you remember? He remembered. What happened in the. What happened there? Noah was all the time busy in doing chesed. How do we say we stand in front of God? With chesed. He was feeding the animals. He was doing this and there's a lot of stories about what was going on there. So this chesed is what God remembered. God remembered, in other words, when we stand in front of Zichronot and we say all the psukim, is to tell God, remember the good things we did. Remember our connection. Don't remember the sins. Remember the good things.
Selective memory.
Yes, that's what we ask. He's our Father. And you know, if you think about it, if He is our Father, it's very logical. You know, for example, we say one of the things that we say, "13 midot rachamim." You know what I'm talking about? He says, "Ta'asu lefanai kacha." If you do this in front of me, everything is going to be forgiven. Everything is going to be okay. But we say it. Some people say it every day, and nothing happens. Some people say it the whole Rosh Hashanah, the whole Yom Kippur, sorry, and nothing happens. Aseret Yemei Tshuva, nothing happens. So what? God promised. He says, it's like this doctor. A guy comes to him, he's got an illness. So he gives him the pill and says, make sure to read the instructions. Make sure you read the instructions every time. Comes after a few days, and this guy, no change. He's even worse. Yeah. He looks at the near the bed, he sees the bottle with the medicine, full. Didn't touch it. Says, are you full? The bottle is full and you're full. What did you have to done? Why didn't you take the medicine? He says, well, you didn't tell me to take it. You told me to read the orders very carefully. And that's how people think. I said, Hashem, Hashem, El Malei Rachamim. Hashem, Hashem, El Malei Rachamim. Oh, I did it. What did you do? God wants you to act accordingly. You say chesed? Do chesed. You say, El Malei Rachamim? Erech Apayim? He forgives. And he waits and waits and waits. This guy, he did something to you. Did you wait for him? Did you forgive him? No. So why do you think God is going to forgive you? Because I said, "13 midot." Nobody told us, "Ta'asu, ta'asu lefanai." Do it. So if we want it to work, we have to do it. Not to read it. You read it and you act accordingly. That's the idea. Unfortunately, it's not always happening. It's like we say one of those rhymes. It says, "Atorah kedoshah titchaneni v'alai bevakasha." We're asking the Torah to plead for us in front of God. So they say, somebody didn't learn any Torah. Can you ask the Torah to plead for you? First of all, learn Torah. Then you ask the Torah. It's the same thing. The whole idea of this world is that's olam ma'aseh. Do things. Do the right things. And God tells you, mida keneged mida. You have to understand that you can do those things, and then it's not even in a level of mercy from God. It's mida keneged mida, because God is telling you, you're good, I'm good. Baruch Hashem, that God doesn't check us exactly what all the things we do, and gives us a chance, and another chance, and another chance. Baruch Hashem. But we have to at least understand what it's all about. And to try to do the right thing, as we said. One of the basic things is that Yetzer Hara is always there. And he's very clever. And the worst thing is to get depressed. The worst thing. He says, Gilu birada, says David HaMelech. Gilu birada. What's Gilu birada? Joy with trembling? What does it mean? Joy is joy. Trembling is fear. Gilu birada says yes. From one side, you have to understand this is an important day. Everything is going to be decided this day. From the other side, you have to understand that's the goodness of God. He gives you the opportunity to get everything.
What did you say? Gilu?
Gilu. Gilu is to joy. To גילה, גילה, רינה.
גילה,
רינה, דיצה וחדווה. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is to crown the king. How do we crown the king? With a shofar, but especially to understand that crowning the king is the acceptance of the mitzvahs, which the basic of everything is chesed. As we said, the curses in last parasha, all those curses, and suddenly in our parasha, atem nitzavim hayom, is to tell the difference. If you stand by yourself, you have all those curses in the last parasha. By the way, I didn't bring it with me. I read last week those terrible curses about a lady that on the Holocaust she was hidden by a family, and then you know she was in a convent, and a whole story. And then after the war, she was really getting far away from being Jewish. Nothing about Israel, nothing interesting. She survived it, and that's it. And then one day she decides she wants to look in the Torah. So she opens, and it opens on the curses. Opens on the curses. And what curses? And I'm sorry, I cannot remember it. But everything, every time she opens, is something else that happened to her family. A terrible thing that happened in the Holocaust. Like, for example, children didn't know their parents. And it happened, because the children were torn away from their parents. And a lot of other terrible things, that all of them happened to her family. And then she was starting to think, what's happening here? And then she opens it again, and it tells her about Am Yisrael coming out, going to Israel. And then she realized that the Torah, every word is true. And she came back to Israel and did tshuva. You know, all those things are miracles. If they happen to us, don't happen to us. If we open our eyes, we see those things happen. And it happens all the time. But we need only to open our eyes. And God leads us. And God wants us to go in the right way. Am Yisrael went through a lot of terrible times. But all of those things, that we have to take them in the right proportion, understand that everything's got a reason. Even if we don't understand it, that's a different thing. We can ask questions, we can... Whatever you can... Everything you can do. But understand that at the top of the... Even if I don't understand, God knows what He's doing. And that this world is only a passageway. That's what it is. Nothing more. Nothing more and nothing less. This is now our chance to do the good and the right. Atem nitzavim hayom, says the Torah. Kulchem. Be together. That's the power. The power of Am Yisrael is to be together. Now after the Bechirot, everybody's together. Did
unity,
you see?
Unity, yeah,
it's unbelievable unity now. Unbelievable unity. So we have to learn the good thing from this, not the bad things. It should be not only in the mouth, as we said, that picha or bilvavcha. Otherwise, it was nothing. To smile to the guy, and inside, I'm going to kill you. That's not the idea. And God promises us, karov elecha, it's close. Beficha ubilvavcha, everybody can do it. There is no problem. It's very easy to do it. Yes.
You told us a story about a member of the shul that came to you and said that the Torah was written by man.
Yeah.
I question how this guy is going to Rosh Hashanah to the shul. What is flaw?
This is your problem.
But there is a lot of people like him. It's not he's not the only one.
You see,
there are others that even doesn't come to the shul at all. They don't believe anything.
You see, that's the point is.
And how we can be united. This is the point. Of course, it's important. I care about the others.
It is very important. Unfortunately, not everybody is a great believer. Not everybody understands things the way they are.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we see it also in our congregation. We see it also in our, like, talking about today about Tzionut HaDatit. It's a whole different Tzionut HaDatit that I remember. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Because we, I think, did a few steps too much to the wrong side. And unfortunately, we see it also in the election. We saw what's going on here. It's all big mess.
Mm-hmm.
But each one of us has to do a small thing, and that's what we have to think. At the end of the day, he says, like in our parsha is written, in our parsha, it's Avim. Ve'yavon nochrim eretz rachoka v'yagid. Where is it? I have to find it. This is unbelievable. I talked about it. I told it to you before. Let's see if I find it here quickly. Here, in unbelievable. I told you about it. This is with Mark Twain, if you remember. This is in Pasuk Pei Aleph. Pei Aleph. Or Kaf Aleph.
Kaf
Aleph.
Kaf.
21. Pasuk 21.
21.
Ve'amar Ador Acharon. Got it?
כן.
ואמר הדור האחרון, בניכם אשר יקום אחריהם, והנוכרי, you see it? והנוכרי, אשר יבוא מארץ רחוקה,
they will come from roots.
And this foreigner that will come for a far away country, וראו את מכות הארץ ההיא ותחלואיה אשר חילה השם בה, גופרית ומלח, ואמרו, I'm going with you because it's already late. ואמרו כל הגויים, על מה עשה השם ככה לארץ הזאת? מה חורי האף הגדול הזה? ואמרו אשר עשו, it's unbelievable. Mark Twain came here, he was a journalist. And he came here, and a journey, wrote a book, and in his book also, one of the places he writes about it, that he comes here, and he goes all around the country, and he sees everything is a desert, there's nothing, no shade, no nothing. He writes about Jerusalem, everything is deserted, and he says, exactly as it's written in the Torah. This guy. And that's what he's writing. And where is it written? So if you think, you know, those things don't happen just for nothing. They just to prove to us that the Torah is true. 100% true. Whatever is in the Torah is going to happen. So yes, the Torah is writing about curses, but the Torah is also writing about good things. And the Torah also shows us the way and tells us, Atem nitzavim hayom. If you be together, if we will learn how to live together with all the differences, as we said, hate the opinion of the guy, but don't hate him. And as this definition is something we have to put in our mind. It's not easy. It's not easy, definitely not easy. It's very hard. But we have to think about it, because that's the only way that each one of us can do this small good thing. You know, we see a lot of things happening around us. Some of them we agree, some of them we don't agree. No problem. You don't have to agree with wrong things. But try not to hate the person. Hate his opinions, if you have to. Of course, there is a limit.
The attitude is also there.
Whatever it is, but not the person itself. You have to understand, the Torah also tells us in certain times to kill somebody. Sometimes you would not, but still, even when you kill somebody, it's not because you hate the guy as a creation of God. You hate what he did with this body of his. In other words, you don't, if you understand what I'm trying to say. We also are not tzaddikim. If each one of us got his problem. And as we say, I always say it, you know, when I do this, and I ask people, what is this? And everyone has one finger. And 100 times I told you, this is me. And if this is me, even if it's a finger, am I going to cut it down? It's my finger. But sometimes you have to cut something out. But only if there is no other way. If we feel like this, everything is going to change. Yes, there are certain times that there is no other option. You have to cut the finger. You have to cut the hand. You have to cut the leg. Otherwise, you will die. But you don't do it with happiness. You are sad about it. If we think like this, that's what God wants us to do. If we help each other, so Bezrat Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu will sign us to Shana Tova, Ketiva V'Chatima Tova, and all is going to shine on us, the light of God. The only thing we have to do is show God you love Him. And loving God is love each other. And do, take on yourself a small thing, whatever it is, small, not big. That's a big mistake. People take on themselves a lot of big things and then nothing happens. Small things. Right.